Ian's Gone Postal, Season 2. Episode 5, Shredding the Balloon. Finally! Is it that time again? It's been a while, hasn't it?
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
And so you bloody well should be. Anyway, where were we? Oh yes, I remember.
Holy shit, you're...
His dad.
Ian's father turned up.
And in financial news, the runaway startup success, iSheep, has brought former trader at BRABDA, Simon Johnson, into the board.
Simon!
All right, Uncle John, how's tricks?
Improbable business empires somehow stumbled their way into existence.
So, about last night?
Yeah, last night it was fun.
Relationships were explored, and...
I'm sorry, Ian. It's over.
Others were broken. But while the human condition invariably leads us to think the world revolves around our own personal dramedies, occasionally the world reminds us that it's firmly in charge.
Am I okay?
Just a concussion and some blood loss. Nothing to worry about. Unlike old man Franks over there.
What's wrong with him?
We're not sure yet. Shortness of breath and a bit of a temperature. No reason to panic until we get his test results back. Then, well...
Well, what?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
And so we smash cut to 6 months later in Sarah's kitchen, where...
Can we see Grandma yet?
The doctors won't let us into the hospital because of the nasty virus. Do you understand?
When are you going to tell him?
She'll be fine.
Don't lie, she's been asleep for months. You don't want us to lie, so don't lie to us.
I'm not lying, she will be fine. Hello, Doctor. I'm going to kill him! If he hadn't ended up in hospital, I'd never have caught COVID and she'd be fine! I am going to tear him limb from...
Mum, you're scaring me.
Oh, sorry, Junior. Oh, that fucking arsehole! I'm going to rip his fucking...
What happened? I think Grandma just died.
The unexamined life is not worth living. Think you've done enough self-examination of late? Fuck off, Socrates. Are you still thinking about leaving? It's all been a bit shit recently, but just dumping them with this letter and going seems a bit dramatic. Maybe just hold on to it for a while and see what happens.
Morning, son. What's in the letter?
Don't call me that. Nothing for you.
Sleep well?
Not really.
Bad dreams?
Sound insulation isn't this house's strong point, and, well...
Well, what?
There's no polite way of saying this, but could you two just try and keep the noise down when you're doing your... You know...
What?
Your... thing.
My sex life isn't going to take a break because you can't be arsed finding yourself a new gaff.
Could you at least apply some WD-40 to the bed frame to stop it squeaking?
You're not going to get that?
It's just Sarah. I can't face it right now.
Her mum's still in the hospital?
So far as I know.
Look, it wasn't exactly not your fault, but it also wasn't really your fault. Plus, you've got more pressing issues to worry about anyway.
Like?
Magnus?
I've booked us in for a session with Tim.
What?
If you're going to keep living here, you need to sort out your shite about your dad and your mum.
What is it about the word no you don't understand?
We need to fix this. 11 o'clock okay?
I said no! I've already got the iSheet board meeting with that banker twat Simon who'll try and crowbar my shares off me again. I don't need this on top.
Here, if you're going out, would you at least take Tiddles with you? Got to earn your keep somehow.
Fine. Can always use him as an offensive weapon to stave off any hostile takeovers.
I'll see you at 11.
And I said I'll see you later.
You're still going to go, right?
What's the point?
It's not just him that has to heal. And there's only so much therapy a squeaky bed can offer.
What the Jesus, Nora? Again? You said last time was the last time. And then there was the last time before that, and the last time before that, and that. I mean, what the hell is going on? You're supposed to look up to your boss, not look at her as if she's some sort of beacon for sexual exploration. Draw a line under it. That's what you need to do, for her sake and for yours. Just draw a...
Morning, Nora.
Fuck's sake, Tim. Do you live outside this damn house or something?
No, I just appear to have remarkable timing. Well?
Well, what?
When are you two going to make it official?
How about I make it official whenever you venture out of your own bloody closet?
What on earth do you mean, young lady?
Are you serious? Oh, forget it. It's too early in the morning for this shit.
Morning, Evine.
Ah! Still naked, Tim!
So you are. A bit of advice. Maybe try the V-neck sweater today. The turtleneck hides your collarbones.
This one better.
Fabulous. Right, I'll leave you to it.
Thanks. I think.
I called a session there. How many have you had?
5. Ian, are you going to get that?
No. The 5th iSheep Majority Shareholders Meeting. Roll call. Steph. Crystal. Johnson. Simon. Mountbatten, Ian, Eyes 2, Tiblets, Jane, and is that it?
Can we just get this over with so we can get back to work?
What? Aye, sheep work.
2 Eyes, they're just sheep. They really don't need that much looking after.
I promised their owners a sheep fashion parade. That takes some sort of organisation.
Don't forget the athletics day.
Athletics day? Ian, just pick up the feckin' phone, will you?
Nope. I was thinking high jump, 100 metre sprint, steeplechase, you can. The usual Olympic-y pish. But with sheep?
How about a steeplechase? You get it?
Is that really getting noted in the minutes?
The highlight of the meeting so far.
And who's paying for the vet bill to put down the beast after the inevitable broken legs and psychological trauma?
The sheep owners.
2 Eyes. This company is a darling of the corporate world. One that by some miracle turns a decent profit by looking after Mother Nature's fluffy friends. No, euthanising them.
Orla!
Aye?
Nothing. Just wanted to bang the gavel a bit.
Anyway, now we've got some quiet. Ian, a word?
Yep.
You seem distracted. How are you holding up, buddy?
Amazing, yeah. Well, I mean...
Glad to hear it. Anyway... I know you were first in the door, but that investment of yours has gone through the roof already. Isn't it about time you sold it to someone who knows what they're doing?
Like you, I suppose.
Why not?
Because you and your city chums barely know how to run a bath, let alone a community project.
I'll have you know, I run a successful hedge fund of over.
Here he goes again.
What's your problem?
To you, sheep are just walking bundles of cash, not the beautiful little fluffy balls of mutton destined for the slot. Ian, would you just answer that bloody phone?
Look, I'm not selling. Can I go now?
I haven't adjourned the meeting yet.
Oh, just bang your bangy thing and get it over with already.
You are, but when I get to you, I'm going to snap your neck like a fucking twig, like you wee shithead. She died. My mum died, you useless.
Fuck.
Igor.
Not this morning, Igor. Do you not think I feel bad enough already?
Igor.
When I'm ready, that's when.
Igor.
There's no need for that. Just leave me and...
Morning, Nora. A minute, please, Igor.
Igor!
Evine, I'm sorry.
Just one morning. That's all I asked.
And I tried.
It's been months. Everyone knows already.
I'm trying. It's just... I'm still coming to terms with...
Coming to terms with what? This isn't a bereavement. I know who I am. You need to work out who you are and stop dicking me around.
Just give me some more time.
I'm not sure we've got that.
Well, this is a new low. You actually managed to kill a helpless old woman. Any philosophical nuggets to help explain this one away? Death may be the greatest of all human blessings. Good old Socrates again. It sounds good in theory, but try telling that to Sarah.
Shit.
I don't give a shit about your face masks. Have you seen the dickhead?
Well, she hasn't spotted you yet. I need to hide somewhere. No, not the hedge. Never ends well. Tim's office is over there, but the session.
I said, have you seen the twat?
Desperate times, desperate measures.
Son, I didn't think you'd make it. Thank you.
OMG, this is going to be so much fun.
Back on the street.
Why would I know where this postman is? I freed him from his political duties. He is free as a little flappy, flappity bird. What did he do?
He killed her.
Ian is not able to kill. He may only kill the vibe in the room with his emotional sadness.
My mum, my boy's grandmother, the only family I had left, he killed her.
He never seemed like the sort. Always the quiet one, though. Am I right? I am right. Want me to call the police?
He gave me COVID. I gave it to my mum. My mum is dead. If he hadn't been such a drunken fuckwit, she'd still be alive.
I see. You know what would have stopped that?
If you say face mask again, I am not going to be held liable for my actions.
Hey, but these are not any normal face masks, no. No, no. These are special Russian FSB grade. A whole shipping container fell off the back of a truck and somehow ended up in Dudley Moore's. Mad, no?
Are they any good for strangling?
I haven't tried yet. But if you buy one and you find your postman, you could always try it out.
If you see Ian, you let me know.
Two for one offer.
You fucking well let me know, okay?
So then, father and son, Daddy Mountbatten and his offspring, the cat in the cradle and the silver spoon.
That last one doesn't make sense.
It doesn't, does it?
No.
Are you okay there?
Tiddles has gone for a snooze in my bloody lap. What do you think?
At least it means you can't run away.
That's your speciality, isn't it?
Ian! Magnus, why don't you kick us off?
I'm actually here just to kill some time. The whole heart-to-heart won't be needed.
Nonsense. Magnus, please.
I don't know how to say this, but Maggie says I need to just front up and try for the sake of our father-son relationship.
What relationship?
I tried to raise it before, ages ago in the pub, but I think you were too drunk to understand.
Not this again. I was wasted, I get it.
The reason I wasn't around, the reason I was never there, the relationship with your mother, it was an abusive one.
You animal! How could you lay your hands on...
Not on my part.
Oh.
She was a saint.
To you, yes, but she tortured me.
Enough already with this bullshit! Help get this bloody dog off me, will you, Tim?
She made me feel worthless every day we were together. She used to beat me. Used to threaten everything and more upon my mind and being.
Just stop already.
To be fair, this does sound a bit far-fetched.
How do you think these happened then?
Jesus Christ, are those burn marks?
Get this bloody dog off of...
These burns on my forearms were from a kettle. This scar over my eyebrow was a fist.
Oh, finally. You're a liar.
Why would I lie?
I've no idea, but you are. Tiddles, now.
Old Maggie, open this damn door now and hand him over.
Gonna cut that shite out!
Where the hell is he?
Nae here. What's going on?
My fucking mum died. That's what's going on. She died and it's that posh shitebag's fault.
Whoa, 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 whoa. How's your mum dying his fault?
That old lad on the hospital ward had COVID. And I was only there because Ian drunkenly hospitalised himself.
I've had the virus. Magnus has had it. Ian's obviously had it. You've had it. It's ripped through the whole community. I mean, didn't any of our friends have it?
That's not the point.
I'm nae one to defend the posh twat. Believe me, I'm nae. Plus, he's really fucking up my sex life at the minute with his...
Maggie!
Your ma could have caught it from you. Giles, her friends, or down the supermarket. It was an accident. And if he's where I hope he is, then he's dealing with a whole other world of pain himself and doesn't need this.
But he...
Fucked up. Aye, I get it. But no one saw this coming. I'm sorry for your loss. If you need a hand, then I'm here for you. But you take this out of Ian, then fuck knows if there's any coming back from this.
What are you talking about?
I've said enough already.
Maggie.
Were you too hard on Nora earlier? I mean, it is a big change for her, right? Oh, well, hello there, Mr. Goose. And what do you think? Nothing. Oh, some help you are. Ow! And what was that for, you wee dick? Ah! Oi! Get away from me! Oh, no need to escape. Just maybe climb up on top of this picnic table and... Now you're stuck. Shit.
Aveen, get in the van!
Oh, here she is. I'm fine, thank you very much.
Why are you standing on a picnic bench then?
I get a better reception on my mobile up here.
Nothing to do with that really angry goose running around on the ground?
Maybe. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Off you pop and leave me to it.
I'm coming over there.
But the goose!
It's just a bird. Oh, piss off, you big shite hawk.
What are you doing?
I'm holding your hand.
But we're outside the house.
So we are.
But...
This handhold, it's a building block. You know who you are, I know who I am, but it doesn't mean I'm ready to show everyone else yet.
Come on, Nora.
This little moment is one block. Next is maybe a kiss in public, then a fumble, then whatever comes after that.
A fumble? Well, I'm really not that type of lass.
Neither am I, but you get the idea. I like you. You like me. I don't want this to end, so please just give me time to find my feet.
Look at you two on top of that bench, holding hands and stuff. Good for you.
Don't ruin the moment, Tim.
Fine. Same time tomorrow morning?
Nora?
We'll see.
Here we go. Sarah's house. At least you're confronting your problems. Does Socrates have any words of encouragement for that? Every action has its pleasures and its price. Nah. Well, here goes nothing. Actually, maybe you can confront your problems tomorrow.
Where do you think you're going?
I got your voice messages.
Right, those.
Sarah, I'm not sure what you want me to do. Please, blame me all you want if that makes you feel better, because you deserve to feel better. And I really am sorry for your loss and any part I played in it.
I spoke to old Maggie. Are you okay?
Oh, it's nothing for you to worry about. For some daft reason, I wrote everything down in a letter for you. But to be honest, today just added more onto it.
Are you okay?
No. No, I'm not. Your mum, us, not seeing the lads, my dad and some revelations about my mum, the old Maggie and my dad and their non-stop... No, I'm not. But thank you for asking. I'm going to go now.
Do you want to come in and talk about it?
Ian's Gone Postal was created by Graham Cameron and Ian Cowan. Ian was played by James Kane, Sarah by Yvonne Smith, Blind John by Evans Dixon, Yvine by Kirstine Swinney, Old Maggie by Claire McEwen, Giles by Lachlan Gray, Junior by Callan Gray, Andre by William Campbell, Tim by Mike Sutherland, Voiceover Person by Charlie Ryle, Two Eyes and Igor by Alistair Rennie, Farmer Tiblets by Kaylee Goran, Magnus Mountbatten by Piers Garnham, Crystal Steph by Harriet Fergie, Simon by Robert Carr, and Nora by Lauren May. The podcast was recorded and engineered at La Chunky Recording Studios, and the credits were read by Charlie Ryle. The music for this episode was by Blue Dot Sessions. This was a Feral Penguin production. For more information and other podcasts, please follow us on Twitter at @PenguinFeral.